Teda on Emer, page 70, bottom of the first column, Eis Gimel, the few lines we learned. The Alter Rebbe is explaining that the inyan of the Avod of the Jew is Ratzu V'Shei Pesach, is Ratzu Shavuos Shuv, the longing, the coming back, that's the whole inyan of davening. The whole inyan of davening is Ratzu, that the Ovis, Avram Yitzchok and Yaakov Chesed were the Tiferes to awaken the love of the Jew to Hashem. But if a person has a stoned heart, then nothing happens, and he has to ask mercy, that Hashem should have mercy, the level of Yaakov Avinu, to have mercy upon us, that we should feel this level of love of Hashem. Okay, with those few lines we learned, but he said, this level of longing of Yitzias Mitzrayim is only the Nefesh Olikis Bovad. What's Mitzrayim? Golos, and you need to get out of Golos. What's in Golos? The Nefesh Olikis of the Jew, the godly souls in Golos. Like Pari said, like it says, Hashem said, I'm going to go down with you to Mitzrayim, I'm going to take you out. And that's what it says by Yaakov, is the Nefesh Olikis. Like it says, Yud Okev. What is Yaakov? Yud Okev, right? The letter Yud and Heel. Which is the Nefesh Olikis, right? The godly soul, which is called Yisrael. Yisrael, all of machshava, that they come from the highest level of Hashem's machshava. Li Yisrael's li Rosh. Yisrael bilvad, Rosh Hashorosa Havaya. In other words, it says, Vayar Yisrael, it's like a Yod HaGadelo, Hashorosa Hashem. Yud Kevavke is the Nefesh Olikis. Elokim is the Nefesh Habamas. What's in Golus? The Nefesh Olikis is in Golus by the Nefesh Habamas. So the whole inyan of Yitzias Mitzrayim basically is the level of the Nefesh Olikis going out of Golus.
Every Ratzu is by Nefesh Olikis?
What do you think? Nefesh Habamas is longing for what?
So why did Nefesh Olikis got punished?
Because that's not the avodah, to get out of the body. The purpose is to be in the body. The level of because what's, in other words, the whole concept of wanting to go out of Mitzrayim, wanting to go out of Golus, the Nefesh Olikis is in Golus. The Nefesh Habamis is not in Golus because that's what it wants to do. It wants to eat and drink and have a good time. Avon Nefesh Habamis. Mikama came right to lechol kamaisa behema. He still wants a behema. Okay, so now like this, what happened Pesach? He said Pesach is the longing of the nefesh olakis to go out of Golus, right? The problem is, but you got a nefesh habamis along the way. So how do you get the nefesh habamis ready for matan Torah? That's where Sfira Soeimer comes into the picture. And it says kadei lekabel es hatera. And therefore, in order to receive the Torah, which is Gilui Ritzonei Kaviyachol Lamata, which is Hashem's will down here, Hotzrach Liyas Mikedem, Mechinas Bittel, Nefesh Habamis Gamkin. You have to convince the Nefesh Habamis also to receive the Torah. Because Torah is not given only to the Nefesh Olikis. Torah is given to a Nisham in a body, with the Nefesh Habamis. So therefore, Pesach is the longing of the Nefesh Olikis, it says in, it's always brought down. The Ran at the end of Pesachim says that when, what's the concept of Sfira Soimer? Where did it originate from? So he says, Isa B'medrash, the Medrash HaGad, it says that when the Jews heard that 50 days they're going to get the Torah, they got so excited they started counting the days. That's the longing of the Nefesh Olikis. The problem is the Nefesh Habamis also has to get ready for Matan Torah. So how do you do that? Hainu Aydan Nafa Se'emer Sfira Soimer, waving the Omer, the carbon Omer, from the new fruits, new grains, and Sfira Se'emer. Kresha calls, like it said, Ve'heinev Se'emer Lifnei Hashem. You should wave the Omer before Hashem. Lutzeinchem willingly, Mimochas, the Shabbos in Ifenu HaKoyin. From the day after Yom Tov, the Kohen should wave the flower offering of the Korban Omer. Yehine Ha'emer Min HaSe'edim Shumaychu Behema. The Gemara says that Omer came from barley. Not from wheat, it came from barley. Barley, the Gemara says, is Maichu Behema. Animals eat barley, and Jews when they eat cholent. So how is this in the spiritual realms? He says there's a behema upstairs. That's the animals of the Merkava, of the animals of Hashem, right on the throne. What Arye is a beast, and the shirt is an animal. And he says, and the Chaya beast is part of animals. Like it says in the Yom Shalsa Shlema Emir al Shneim Asib Bakar. It says in Melachim, Shlema Melach made this massive yam, it's called, but it was a mikveh. And there was on it, there were 12 animals. The three in this direction, three in this direction. Mamash, like the 12 tribes carrying Yaakov. So the 12 bakar, 12 cattle, and the three on each side. And he says, and the yam is above them. That's the level. Yam ha'ayim chinas behema rabba. Shem ban. Gematri behema. Shushere shem ha'kova de p'nei ariya. Okay. We know the names of Hashem. You have the numerical value of the milu. You have the fillings, right? So there's ma, ban, sag, ab. Ma, ban, sag, and ab. Okay, those are... It equals 45, 52, 63, 72. So it says, Adam, Aleph, Dalet, Mem equals 45. So the Shem Ma of Hashem represents the name of Adam. Ban, Behema, equals 52, which is in my Beis Nun, is 52. So that refers, but in Kedusha, there's animals up there, the level of Ban, the name of Hashem, which is the level of Ban, represents a very spiritual level of Behema. And he says, But the way Chassidus explains like this: the Yud Beis Bakar, the 12 cattle, is a level of Bria corresponds with the Shvatim. The Yam above them, the Pasuk says, a Yam Aleim Milo represents the level of Malchus of Atzilus, which is Yam, like we learned many times. That's the level of Atzilus over the Merkav, which is the world of Bria. The Nefesh Abam Shalamatu. And therefore, what's the source of the Nefesh HaBamis? The animals on the Merkava. That's the source of animal. It's animal up there. So now, how do you get the Nefesh HaBamis to be ready for Matan Torah? By tapping in into the source. Into the Behema. When you reveal the source of the Nefesh HaBamis up there, that influences the Nefesh HaBamis down here to become ready for Matan Torah. From where you're finding the world down here. Like it says, there are malachim that are bottle every single day. Okay? Now, he says there are many malachim that become bottle every day, they become non-existent, completely bittle. Just like down here, barley becomes digested in the animal. So there's a sa'eda lamaila, that level of the malachim, so to speak, that become bottle in the level of the behema. Okay, so what has happened over here like this? The Eimer is Michael Behema. Okay, who waves the Eimer? Says who? The Kohen waves the Eimer. Kohen is a level of Chesed. We know that Kohen is Chesed. So the level of chesed elevates, waves the Michael Behema. And where do you, Yenifenu, where the Pasuk says, Lifnei Hashem Yenifenu HaKohen. In other words, to a level higher than Yud Kevavke. Through the refining the Gashmistika world, like we learned many times, you reveal it to the level of Teil, which is higher than Yud Kevavke.
How does chesed
do? Because chesed is a level of Ava. So when you have Ava, Hashem, so it elevates the... the worldly things.
Is evil represented in the nefesh of
Bahamas? Yeah.
So is that considered nefesh of Bahamas or what?
The nefesh of Bahamas is evil.
It is evil.
It's klipas noiga, but it's klipa. It's evil. But it's elevatable. Which is a level even higher than Shabbos. In other words, like this. The Pasuk says, and this is where the Apikursim, it's a big fight with Tzedukim with the Chachamim. The Pasuk says, Usfartam lochem mimachras haShabbos. Should come from the day after Shabbos. The Chachamim learned from tradition, from Moshe ben Har Sinai, Shabbos over there doesn't mean Shabbos, it means Yom Tov. So therefore, from the next day of Yom Tov, you begin counting Sfiras HaEmer, basically. Okay, the mitzvah of waving the Emer. That Bikursim held, that no, it says Shabbos, it means Sunday. So according to them, you always began counting the Emer on Sunday. Because the Torah said, Machos HaShabbos, the day after Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu taught Shabbos over there means Yom Tov. But the question, why does the Torah use the word Yom Shabbos, though? Why Taka doesn't the Torah say Machos HaYom Tov? He said, because this is Lifnei Hashem, Mimachras HaShabbos means the day after Shabbos, means the day higher than Shabbos, the day up from Shabbos. So therefore, wants to tell you that the Omer is waged to a level even higher than Shabbos, which is higher than Yom Tov. By day, Zahacha Kacha Dei Sfiras HaOmer. Through the 7 weeks of Sfiras HaOmer, Hoyam Shoch, Smakifim Umayla Lamata LaOmer. Then it keeps coming into the Omer. In other words, like this. How do you prepare the Nefesh HaBamis for Matan Torah? Pesach is the longing of the Nefesh HaLikis to want godliness. How do you get the Nefesh HaBamis? Torah is given down here, Nefesh HaBamis in body. How do you get the Nefesh HaBamis to agree about this Matan Torah, to get the Torah? So he says, that's the level of Emer. The Emer is barley. Barley is Michael Behema. The Kohen waves that means he elevates it to the level of Lifnei Havaya. Okay? So in the encompassing level, the superficial level, the Nefesh HaBamis, by waving the Emer, is elevated. Now you have the 7 days of, 7 weeks of Sfiras HaEmer. Each week, you refine another midah of the Nefesh HaBamis. Right, so the first week is Chesed, then Zoret, Tiferes, then this week is Ahid. So then you elevate that particular midah of the Nefesh HaBamis, and then the Nefesh HaBamis gets ready for Matan Torah. That's the whole Aveda Sfiras HaEmer, is refining the Nefesh HaBamis, not the Nefesh HaLikis. The Nefesh HaLikis is already refined on Pesach, the longing. But you need to deal with the Nefesh HaBamis. The Nefesh HaBamis, that's the level of Sfiras HaEmer. And he says, that's what we say. Today is 1 day of the Omer. Hayem Yem Sheni, Yem Shlishi. What does Yem mean? Yem means the level of Chesed, revelation. Like the Pasuk said, we say by Ma'ariv, Yem Am Yitzava Hashem Chazdei. During the day is Chesed, Uva Laila Shira Imer Tfilo. Well, Hamshom Mamaila Maila, Lubchinus Emer, to go to the level of Emer. Kadeshi Abitul Ratsin Minefesh HaBamis Gamkin Da. So, what's the whole accomplishment of Sfiras HaEmer? That the Nefesh HaBamis should be bottled to its source in Kedusha, and therefore become bottled to Hashem, and therefore it's going to want Matan Torah. And that's what it says, Lutzeinchem. Kadeshi Abitul Ratsin Shalochem, Aide Hamshor Samakifim, Aide Sfiras HaEmer. Therefore, the Torah, when it speaks about the waving, it says, he quoted the pasuk before, when you wave it, it's Litzainchem, Svatelchem, Shabbachem, Vilchem, Tavushem, okay, whatever. The Torah says over there, Litzainchem, meaning even the will of the Nefesh HaBamis is to be elevated. Zeh Usfartam Lochem. Well, that's what it says, Usfartam Lochem. I knew the Ham Shecha Oris HaMakifim Anal, to bring down the encompassing levels of Kedusha, which is Machos HaShabbos Davke, it should come into Lochem. In other words, it should shine into you internally. Meaning, even the Nefesh HaBamis understands that you need to get the Torah. L'hapich has the Nefesh HaBamis, gam kin she'a bitul ritzeinchem, that the Nefesh HaBamis should nullify its will for the sake of Hashem. Okay? So the Alter Rebbe is explaining very simply, from Pesach to Shavuos is a preparation for Matan Torah. Pesach is the longing of the Nefesh HaLakis, but you got to deal also with the Nefesh HaBamis. So that's why you have 7 weeks of Sefiras HaOmer to refine the Nefesh HaBamis, bring it, elevate it back to its source on the Merkava of Hashem, that the Nefesh HaBamis also becomes what?
It's got to do with counting. Okay, you refine it. All different midot. Why do we have to count it? 33, 34, 35. What
okay.
Is the counting to do
counting.
With the refining?
I'll tell you something. Number one, the Hebrew word for counting was svartem, means to count. Sfira sa'imim means counting the imim. Sfira comes the word sapir, which means to shine, like sapphire. We say in Davin Gavi Shabbos from Tilim, Hashemayim misaprim kveid kel. The heavens tell, misaprim tell, the glory of God. Now they don't talk. It means the heavens reveal. Sapir means to reveal. The heavens don't talk, the heavens reveal the glory of Hashem. When you count something, it never becomes nullified. Count never becomes bottle, never becomes nullified. Halachically, something you count never becomes nullified.
That's what Hashem
wanted. Why? That's why Hashem wanted to count the Jews, because the Jews are, let's say, 18 million amongst 7-8 billion. So why aren't they bottle? The answer is because when you count somebody, it becomes important. We discussed this Monday night. When you count something you like, you count. People always count the money. Something you like, you always count. But no, it depends how you count them. If you count them the way with the machzor a shekel, so it doesn't. That's one. By some opinions say even when you count, there's no iron. So therefore, when you.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, where do you come from? Yeah?
Sorry, it's Abra. But it's halacha not to count. It's not, it's like, has negative effects, that's sure.
Counting people has a negative effect.
Right.
But counting days, counting. The Alter Rebbe brings down in a Yom Yom that the Chassidim always used to count. They always used to count, but not people, days. Meaning,
no,
you count time, meaning you make it important. Wow. Counting right, the Omer is making each elevation of the Midah of the Nefesh HaBamis, you make it important. That means you work on it, it becomes Choshev, and you refine it. So that counting is a good counting. Counting people could come to Ayin Hara.
But you said by counting people, by counting the Jews, it makes us not bottle.
Right, but it's not Ayin Hara. Hashem counted to do what the Berei said with the Machzor a Shekel.
So that one time or whatever time.
No, the Jews were counted every year with that. The Jews were counted every year with the Machzor a Shekel.
Okay, so that made us chashuv forever.
Yes.
It's because of the Torah.
Yes.
So now you don't need to count anymore to make us chashuv, right?
Well, the 10th counting, it says Mashiach is going to count. The Jews were counted 9 times in history. 10th time Mashiach is going to go. Okay.
And those 9 times makes us chashuv.
Yeah. V'zeh svartam l'chay na'inu l'ham shechor s'makifin, which is from Mochus HaShabbos Davka L'chem. What does the Torah say? Usvartam l'chem mimochus HaShabbos. That means you internalize the level of Mochus HaShabbos, the level higher than Shabbos, you're bringing it into l'chem. L'hapichas ha'nefesh ha'bamis, transform the nefesh ha'bamis, she'a bitul ritzeinchem. That the nefesh ha'bamis should also be bottled. That's basically the preparation for Matan Torah is Sfira Sa'imer. Because then the El Nefesh HaBamis is elevated. By the way, that's also Chassidus explains. During Sfira Sa'imer, there's a custom to learn Masechta Seita. Right? We have a custom to learn Masechta Seita. There's 48 blah, but 49 officially blot in Seita, and there's 49 days of the Omer. So he said, but the Gemara Shavuos also has 49 blot. But right, it's not Shavuos, the Yom Tov Shavuos, it's the Shavuos of oaths. So Shavuos also has, why do you learn Seiter? So it says, because Seiter and Emer both have in common. The flower offering of a Seiter, the woman accused of committing adultery, the Gemara says is also barren. So there's two, all the flower offerings in the Beis HaMikdash were wheat. Only two, the Omer and the Seiter. And the Gemara says, why was the Seiter, L'chayra, wheat is better, more prominent, wheat is, you know, human food. So why shouldn't she bring wheat? What are you bring barley for? To Hashem, you bring the best. He said, because she acted like a behemoth with her evil deed. What?
If she acted like
a behemoth. Right, well, that's officially... Right. But because if she's guilty, she did an animalistic thing. So her carbon has to be... But it's the same thing. Because how does a person come to sin with the Nefesh HaBamis? It's Ruach Shtus. It's a foolish spirit. The Yetzer, the Nefesh HaBamis is called Melech Zakin Echsil, the old foolish king. So there's a direct connection between Omer, which is elevating the Nefesh HaBamis, and the concept of a Seita, who acts like a Nefesh HaBamis. The foolishness of a Seita. Seita actually says is Shtus.
But there is other Machol besides Mali for Machol Benham.
No, from the five grains, though. Right. And then after you refine, by counting the 7 weeks, the 49 midas, then you can have matan teir b'shvuas, which is gilu tzeini mamish mo maila lamata, which is even higher than tefillah, which is Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is a Rotsu. In other words, like this, the Altareb explained at the beginning of the Maimed, that Pesach is a longing. And he said Tefillah is the longing of the Nefesh HaBamis to go out to Hashem, or the Nefesh HaLikis to go out to Hashem. Right? So the Pearl, that Pesach is Tefillah. And then you come to Shavuot, which is Matan Torah, which is even higher. Tefillah is from lower to higher, Torah is higher to lower, like we learned. Tefillah, davening, is a refinement of the Nefesh HaBamis. Learning Torah, you're bringing God's wisdom into your head. That's coming from higher to lower. But when you learn Torah, which is Dvar Hashem Mamish, I put my words in your mouth. I am the, in other words, like this. Davening is a level of love. Ava. But when you daven, you're still like it. Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, you can have the highest level of Ava Vashem, but you're still Yesh Mishav, you're somebody who loves. Teda, on the other hand, he says, Teda is God's words in your mouth. There's no you. There's only God's words in your mouth. Kamar Merazal. Elo Velo Divro Kim Chayim. Revelation of Elohim is down here. To connect your thought with Hashem's thought. Okay? So he says, Pesach, the Rots of the Nefesh HaLikis, Sfir Se'emer, the Aveda with the Nefesh HaBamis, then you come to the level of Shavuos, Jew and God, and that's it. Which is the ultimate. But he says, Achini Amirazal, okay, but Chazal say, Akol Ha'emi Enli Elotero, whoever, the Gemara says, whoever said, the Mishnah says, whoever says, I only have Teira, meaning I don't have Gemara Chassadim, I don't have Tzvila, I just have Teira, the Gemara says, Afilu Teira Enli. Why? Because then, without tefillah, we learned many times, why is the halacha you're not allowed to learn before limud HaTorah? You're not allowed to learn before learning, before davening. You have to daven first, and then you're allowed to learn. But why is that? Because if a person learns, without davening first, the Torah becomes complete ego.
Becomes?
Ego. Egotistic. Tefillah, like we learned, Rabbeinu Yehuda explains, why do you have to, the Gemara says they didn't make a bracha before learning Torah, and because of that the land was destroyed, the Gemara says in the Dorim. So why, if you did the mitzvah, they didn't do the bracha, big deal. So he says, no, the whole concept of the bracha before learning is nice in a Torah, that it's not our Torah, it's God's Torah. And therefore we don't understand anything of it. So if a person learns Torah without davening, that's why the Gemara says, if a guy says, I only have Torah, I don't have davening, I don't have gemilas chasadim, I just have davening. The Gemara says, you don't even have Torah. Why not? He has knowledge. Why doesn't he have Torah? Because Torah is the level of God's Torah, bittul. And if you think you only have Torah meaning, then your Torah learning is klipa. It's not holy, it's egotistic, it's only ego. That's the Chassidus in Kabbalah say it goes into the deep depths of evil. Because there's no bittul to it. Torah is a level of bittul, nice in our Torah. It's not mine, it's only Hashem's Torah. That's why he says, that's why they. Therefore, before davening, you have to have the level of tefillah, or at least berachas ha-Torah, which is the level of bittul. The awakening from below, awakening, the awakening from above. Okay? So that's what he's saying. But actually, Yislabish with Devarim Gashmiim. But Torah to come into physical. What's the problem?
I just wanted to know when is the Kata Torah. You said after that you can learn.
No, in the morning you say in Brachot.
Just at 12 early ones.
Yeah, but you see, Hashem Shemitah Torah Baharav Noah Hashem Brachot Banu.
When is Shavuot and Meila the same?
What?
Shavuot and Meila.
In a different level. But he says, actually, Yislabish v'zorim gashmim, but for Torah to come into physical things, like Truma, Maisa, Korbanus, V'lav Urcha, the Malkul Yishtoy, B'mila, Jaita, like the Zohar says, it's not the way of a king to talk about idle things. So why is Hashem talking about behemoths and animals and agriculture and all these gashmistic things? But therefore, the Kohen had to wave the Emet. What is the waving of the Emet? Then, counting Emet, was Amshach Samakif Lamata into the Emet, Usfartam Lachem. By the way, that's why somebody asked. Why taka do we say lo aimer, not bo aimer? Many people say, Yusuf Ashkenaz says, Hayem yem mechet bo aimer, yem sheni bo aimer. Our custom is lo aimer. Except lag bo aimer, we don't say lag lo aimer, we say lag bo aimer. The Rebbe has a letter why we do that. But why? The Alter Rebbe is saying here because you have to bring down lo aimer into the behema, into the aimer, which is Michael behema. It's not in. You have to lo aimer, you have to bring down the sphere of lo aimer, as he says. Melamata lo aimer svatam lachem, vayocholi asachakach matan teir b'shvuz. And then you can have matan teir, which is gilu the teir nekavi yochol lamata beisi satir. Don't forget to reserve for the lo aimer.